Were you homesick when you came here? And
the first year I was homesick. I was very homesick. And I thought to myself, well, maybe if I hadn't done it yet, maybe I wouldn't be so quick to say yes to come to the United States. However, at the same time, I have always said I would do whatever they asked me to do, because that's when I would know I was doing God's will. If I did what I wanted to do, I felt it was my will doing it. And as a religious, when you vow obedience, you know, you're supposed to do the will of God and not your own, you know. So it was an important thing that to this day I can say, well, I always went wherever they sent me, and I was always happy. Yeah, I was never really disappointed, you know.
No. You became a naturalized citizen then in 1958.
Yeah.
How was that for you? I mean, you still had feelings for your home country of Germany, and you have dual citizenship then, didn't you?
It's like this. It's another thing that you have to do in the process. When you're young, you make decisions without thinking a whole lot. You know what I mean? Come to the U.S., it was easy. This decision was not hard to make. But afterwards, as you get older, maybe you wouldn't try this, you know, fast to make a decision without thinking a whole lot about it. I had not talked to my parents. I hadn't talked to my family. I have already committed myself to come to the United States. It was okay. It was only after I was here that it was difficult, somewhat difficult. When you learn a language, and I couldn't converse in German anymore, and you have to converse just in English, a language that you're learning, it takes some time, you know. You can read it, because when you read it, you have the words there. When you listen, you hear somebody talk. But when you talk yourself, you have to know the words. And you can only say what you know. And many times, there were times when you wanted to really express your feelings, the way you really feel. And you don't always have the words, so know the words how to express it. So you could never really say how you really felt. That took a few years till I had that.
So from the first time you came to Wisconsin, you were immersed in English.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't speak German.
No.
You had to start speaking English.
There were German sisters there, but not among the younger group. I was with the younger group, and they were pretty much English, you know. And besides, I have to learn the English, so they didn't really want me to talk the German.
Well, that had to be frustrating.
You just have to be work right. You can't say much as much, you know, so.
You ever talk to God and say, God, why did you make me do this?
Yeah. The first few years until I really could master the language. Then I was asked to go to college, and that was Creighton University. Even there, the first year yet, it wasn't quite as easy, but all of a sudden, it was just there. For instance, when I went to college, the same in high school, I could pass every true and false test. I could pass every multiple choice because the words were already there. But it was difficult when I had to write the answers myself, you know, come up with it myself.
Yeah.
Because that's when I had to know what I'm saying. I could do it if I could take it home and do it as a homework. Because then I could take my time. But when you have to write a test or give an answer, you have to know it immediately. And then you have to search for your words first.
Yeah.